Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations. You can't get this online, folks.
The new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza from Papa John's has extra cheese on another three cheese blend, on Alfredo sauce, on garlic parmesan crust, which is now on your mind and on its way to being your new favorite thing. On account of all that cheese and Alfredo that you heard about on the radio, get a new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza with garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Foundation damage, cracked floors, bowing walls. Foundation problems have so many terrible effects. Time to utilize a single terrific solution. Redeemers Group. They offer innovative products, preeminent experience, and warrantied work that's transferable. Redeemers Group can waterproof your home, stopping the leaks that start the nightmares. Visit RedeemersGroup.com today for a free estimate. No two foundation problems are alike, but there's one company that can handle them all. Redeemers Group. Call 901-390-9448 or click RedeemersGroup.com.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
Key is the code word. K-E-Y, as in the keys. But this one is just K-E-Y, singular, key. K-E-Y. Text KEY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text KEY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We do this every hour. It's the new money in the new year code. And don't forget, if you miss a code word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use our rewind feature. You can get any hour's word. Just go back and get it. And your next code word is coming your way at 1 o'clock here with Jason and John.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis, number 22 ranked Memphis, got a nice win last night inside FedEx Forum, 60-49 over Cincinnati. No, the Bearcats are not typically what they always are. They have a first-year head coach in John Brannon who, you know, frankly, I don't have much confidence in. I don't think he's going to be very good there. I think he ends up getting fired.
Over for you, Cincy.
This is not Northern Kentucky. Their best player right now, their leading scorer right now, is a transfer from Northern Kentucky. you know, you got to recruit a little bit better in this league than you did in Northern Kentucky to have a chance in it to be relevant in it. And so, yeah, like I'm a little disappointed, frankly, in Cincinnati's hire. It is year one, but, I mean, even in year one, you could see it with Penny. Like, they're going to win enough games and they're going to recruit well enough to really be the class of the league again. I don't feel that way with Cincinnati. I just don't get that sense from them. I don't think he's on the same page with some of the returning players. That's troubling. And I understand, too, you know, that you're trying to implement your own culture. But look, at the end of the day, I mean, what's more important, you know, implementing your culture or winning games? And I say that because, you know, there were times this year where Brandon wanted to bench Jaron Cumberland to send a message, right?
That's what we're talking about. You got to be careful, especially when you got, you know, reigning players of the year and leaders of teams. And I guess the cousin of the other dude who's averaging 10.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can lose those guys, right?
You can lose your entire team the first year.
And now you're sitting here at 10-7. You're thoroughly a mediocre basketball team. But you still have talent, right? And that's why that win last night was very important for the University of Memphis. Again, 60-49. You can't afford to lose home games in this league. I mean, that's the truth.
It
you know,
is.
even against a name brand like Cincinnati, and that's strange to say, but it would have been considered a bad loss. Much like Georgia is going to be considered a bad loss come Selection Sunday.
Yeah, not awful though. Not.
I mean, not like into the world.
I bristle a little bit at the idea that it's awful. It's not with your second leading score is gone, and that will factor in.
Yeah.
I do want to ask you a question before you go on with more of your observations that I'm interested in hearing. If you don't like the job that Brandon's done at Cincinnati, and you could make a fair case that he helped lose that game last night, you must hate the job Mick Cronin's doing at UCLA.
Yeah, I never thought Mick Cronin at UCLA was going to work, ever.
I mean, them folks,
ever.
Like, which one's happier, like the
ever.
Cincinnati folks with Brandon or UCLA, which right now is at 147 at
yes.
KenPom and looking at an absolute mess and probably wondering, did we hire the right guy at
8-9? No, they're both
I know they've been through a ton, and
yes.
they both, you know, he's got more of a job on his hands at UCLA, and the expectation certainly higher
right.
if you look at the big picture out there than what Brandon had coming into Cincy.
Yes.
That said, Cincy's still top 50 team in KenPom. UCLA is off the map.
Right? No, I understand why Mick Cronin left for UCLA. Like, I completely get it.
Well, money, right? Because, I mean,
exactly.
Like you were at home at Cincy. It felt like it sort of run its course.
And, again, like, you're scrapping in the AAC, you know, for seeding. You're battling, you know, every single year, you know, as sort of, you know, again, I know the Power Five is not as prevalent as it is in football, but it still does matter a little bit in basketball. So, you know, you're scrapping and you're going 30, you know, 30-6 and 30-5, and you're getting you know, tough seeds in the NCAA tournament, you know, you probably get tired of that. You know, you probably want to go to a league that just gets a little bit more respect on Selection Sunday. The problem with that for Mick Cronin is, though, he wasn't their first, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th, 15th, 20th, 25th choice. Mm. You know, I mean, a lot of coaches turn that job down. And by the time they get to Mick Cronin, they are getting a guy who, again, through no fault of his own, he is never going to play a style of basketball. I guess it's Westwood. He is never going to play a style of basketball that Westwood likes or enjoys or appreciates for two reasons. One, they don't give a damn about defense at UCLA. Two, he is not going to get those five-star prospects that UCLA is used to getting. He's not going to get the Kevin Loves and the Russell Westbrooks. Like, that is just not the way he builds his program. He builds his program by getting those two, three, maybe sometimes a four-star in there mixed, you know, and making them tough. And playing a brand of basketball that's going to just out-physical you, that's just going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way. And that's not UCLA. That's never been UCLA.
Or it feels like glamour and glitz. Is
yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, Ben Hallen had some years in there where they were,
standpoint.
You know, they struggled a little bit offensively, but they still had dudes.
Dude,
they still
made deep
players.
Runs in the tournament, and yeah. they weren't happy.
Yeah,
I mean,
so.
He recruited NBA guys.
So I think what you're going to have there is it's just a bad fit at UCLA for Mick Cronin, and he's probably going to wish he was back at Cincinnati. John Brandon, to me, just. You know, just okay. You know, he's just going to do an okay job there. I don't think they're ever going to be in a situation where they're, you know, consistently going to the NCAA tournament like they were under Cronin. So that's just one of those deals where I think both coaches are probably not long for their jobs. But, you know, again, it's still Cincinnati, right? It's still Cincinnati, and it was still a great atmosphere last night. You know, it was still a 6 o'clock tip, but it's filled up, you know. And, I mean, there was a moment there, bodies were flying late in the second half. It's a four-point game, and Brandon's getting in. I mean, that felt like old times. You know, that felt like old time, you know, Memphis basketball, Cincinnati basketball. That was fantastic. But it's a big win only in the sense of you didn't lose at home.
Yep.
You know, I mean, because it's not like that win is going to, on Selection Sunday, you know, help you, unfortunately. Like, it's not going to be looked back on as, look what Memphis did against Cincinnati at home on January, whatever. You know, like, it's not going to be relevant.
But you know what you don't do, John? You don't, if you're the committee, is you don't stop right there and say, oh, this was a bad loss. And that's what the committee is going to be doing with a lot of other resumes.
It's true. It's true.
Like, they're going to have to stop and say, well, wait a minute, what happened here? I mean, even with a Kentucky that loses to an Evans, you know, Kentucky's got more than one of these.
That's right.
Most teams in college basketball now don't just have one, but they've got more than one. And for that committee, they'll keep on moving. That's where there's the value, John. They'll keep on moving. And, again, hopefully it's against a Cincinnati team that's still top 50, still respectable, right? Not at the level that it's been. And that's going to be hard to duplicate what Mick Cronin did there over these years. I mean, basically, you could pencil them into the tournament every year. That's hard to duplicate. All that said, they won't have to stop, to the point I'm making. There is value to your point. No, it's not a signature win. They won't, you know, say, oh, wait a minute, this is what gets them a 3 seed. No, but there's absolutely value in taking care of business. And to go back to the point I was making to sort of start the show, you have to be pleased. If you are Mike Miller, who had the scout, and Penny Hardaway, who right now finishes that game with four freshmen on the floor, one sophomore, right? And this is on a night where Tyler Harris, who's become come to be dependent upon, is not scoring, just 2 points. Where Boogie Harris scores zero, excuse me, Boogie Ellis scores zero for another game, right? You're still able to get through. Why? Because of four freshmen. DJ Jeffries, 18 points. Let's go back through it. Most he's scored since November, so he's back. You're feeling good about that. Obviously, trying to get back from the – you heard him after the game. He just got back to feeling 100% in the practice before this game. So you got him back. He's hitting threes. Last night, you know, Cumberland, when they take the lead, you know, start that 18-6 run second half, DJ goes underneath a screen on a Cumberland three to give – and Cumberland gives him a look. Like, freshman, you better not go underneath that screen again. And instead of – what a lot of freshmen would do and sort of bow down to the reigning conference player of the year, right? He's a veteran. He's going to do that.
Yep.
DJ comes back, hits a couple of big threes, one of them in Cumberland's face, and is big the rest of the way. He had told Precious, as John pointed out, he was going to be big, and he absolutely was. Again, a freshman down the stretch gives you 18 lead in scoring. Precious keeps getting it done, 6 straight double-doubles. That's an AAC record. He's 12-11. And, John, he said after the game that it was such a relief, told Dave Lotion, I was listening to it, such a relief to have a Malcolm Dandridge out there, a guy who would be as active as this, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks, and called him, John, a guy who's, you know, is just getting up to speed, just as important as anybody else on the team, Malcolm Dandridge.
Yep.
Another freshman. Why? Because of his activity level. He brings a dynamic to this that Penny hadn't had, right, with his other bigs. Hadn't had it with Isaiah. Hadn't had it with Lance. He's huge for you with the activity level. He's getting you into your offense, making 4 assists from Malcolm Dandridge. And then Lester, obviously huge. We talked about him getting under Cumberland's skin. That's big, especially from a mental standpoint. But think about look at what he did from a floor standpoint. 13 points, doesn't miss a shot. 3 of 3 from three, hits a huge three from deep, from NBA range in that second half. 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He's huge for you. You're winning these games that you're supposed to win right on paper. You're doing it, though, with freshmen. You're absolutely winning these games with freshmen that don't include James Wiseman. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is. You're sitting here today. You're in a four-way tie for first place in the American Athletic Conference with Wichita State, Tulsa, and Houston. You still got 2 coming up with Houston. I believe you have 2 coming up with Tulsa. Tulsa is your next game there.
Got some time too.
On Wednesday.
And that's time. If I'm Penny Hardaway, I'm kind of happy about this little break. Cause what am I doing? I'm around Ball. I'm around Boogie, and I'm saying y'all know y'all still a big part of this. Like, there's no way we get to where we're going unless Boogie, we get you back on track. You haven't been involved enough last 5. You're just pressing. You need a couple shots to go down. I'm saying the same thing to Ball, right? Who started this thing off like a ball of fire and has slowed down a little bit to the point where you if you're just going to replace Alex Lomax and put Ball on the floor. Offensively, you're not getting in your stuff anymore. So you're trying to get Ball sort of back into where he was in terms of from a mental standpoint early on. So use this week going into Tulsa to sort of get those guys, right? It's a good time to get those guys back in the fold. And again, the thing you can hang your hat on, I think the thing that you're most proud of if you are that staff is even with this young team, the identity is defense. The thing that's going to keep you in the game, it did it again last night, 30% shooting for this Cincinnati team. That's what's going to keep you in games. You can figure out the offensive stuff, Boogie. That's what allows you to have an off night for a Boogie or a Tyler or a Damian, still win going away. This team has an identity, and it's getting up in you defensively. We saw it again last night.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, sort of the takeaway that I had, you know, from that game last night was just that when you have DJ and Precious firing on all cylinders like they were last night, and I mean, Precious didn't even, I wouldn't even say Precious had his best game.
Not,
I mean,
offensively.
It's just he was kind of doing what he does. He's just being a force around the rim and making plays. When you have those two playing at that level, at that caliber that they were last night, and DJ is feeling confident and he's, you know, taking 10 shots from three and four of them are going in, you know, I mean, they're going to win the league and no one's going to stop them in this conference. And, you know, again, that was sort of the best case scenario that you hope for going into this year, was that Memphis would win this league. And even though they don't have James Wiseman anymore, like, that is still so possible. It is still very much a possibility that Memphis can win this conference. You know, part of that is because it's not great. It's not a great conference, not a great league. You know, there aren't many teams that you're really worried about, right? I mean, I think at this point, Wichita State and maybe Houston, we'll see. Wichita State and Houston play, I believe, very soon. I think that's Wichita State's next game, as a matter of fact. So we'll kind of see on Houston. But at this point, it definitely feels like, you know, Wichita State and Memphis are the two teams in this league. And, you know, you get them here at home, you win that game, It's all bets are off.
You could make a case that Memphis is a better defensive team and a better offensive team than Wichita State and should still be the favorite in the league, even with the loss to them. Just going to run some numbers by you real fast before we move on to the Grizzlies. Memphis has held 10 – I mentioned this to you, but I want you to hear it again. 10 straight opponents below 41% shooting. Six of those 10, John, have been below 35. That's where you're making it real ugly.
Yeah.
Right, for the other team. They're number one. This is Memphis. This is your Memphis team. That's the youngest team in the country. They're number one in the country in opponents' two-point field goal percentage. Okay, so number one in the country in two-point field goal percentage defense. What's that mean, Jason? That's a lot of words. That means inside the arc, they're the toughest team in the country to score on.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Inside the arc, Memphis is the toughest team in the country to score on. They're number two in block percentage. That's part of it. Because you got Precious out there that's such a force defensively. He's changing shots. Add Malcolm's defense. Add his defensive activity level to this. John, you can't score on them inside the arc. They're doing it with four freshmen and to the end of that game and a sophomore. That's impressive. That's coaching, John, to be able to instill that. It ain't just talent, right, that gets you to go out there. Defense is about effort.
Yep.
So to get, you know, we can talk about the offensive side and why really they're fortunate they've got so many options. But defense, you got to coach up, John. Defense, you got to tell stars to play. And so to be this effective with the number, with the youngest team in America, brother, that's coaching. And so I go back to the point I was making. We, you know, even against Wichita State, you were saying, well, Penny get now coached, right? See, people want to jump to say this. Penny, you're literally seeing the body of evidence to take a group of freshmen to play this kind of defense. Brother, it takes all kinds of coaching. It takes good coaching. And again, to have them this elite defensively is unusual because you don't see it from teams this young. They Cincinnati'd Cincinnati yesterday.
They did.
You know, they brought the kind of defense, the kind of brand-name defense that Cincy usually brings to the table, push them around, and by the end of the game, Cincy's all frustrated and can't score. They're doing what Cincy usually does to people. That's impressive with a team this young. That's coaching.
Yeah, it is. And they put themselves, listen, like we said, four-way tie for first place. And, you know, listen, if the offense ever comes around, it won't even be a question. You know, I mean, if they can get the offense going consistently, it won't even be a question.
Could really get rolling, possibly in this league.
Yep. So anyway, good night for Memphis basketball last night. Big win over Cincinnati.
Next story.
All right, a team that that you're probably even more excited about right now because of the way it's playing. Those Memphis Grizzlies looking for their seventh straight win overall tonight against the Cavs, who are look, it's tough when you're playing for John Beilein, right, John?
Yeah.
I mean, life is tough. You're still getting your millions. Your bank account's still fat, but Beilein might call you a slug or thug, and it's just
you don't know. You never know what he's trying to call you.
You never know what's up next out of Beilein's
pocket. You
know what I'm saying?
If he calls you a slug, is he really mean to call you a thug?
And it's not to pick on the old man, but it's life as a Cav these days. Absolutely. It's life as a Cav these days. John, I want to get you back involved. I wanted to get you re-engaged, so I told a little Beilein joke. You okay over there? You know it's Friday, right? Okay. It's game five of a six-game trip for the Cavs. They're tired. Right, they play Denver, the Lakers, the Clippers. They're coming in here. They've dropped two straight, seven of their last nine. And more importantly, they beat the Grizzlies the last time out.
That's right.
And the thing that's so crazy about this young team is these young, what we like to call them, learning to fly lessons, mm-hmm. right, where you're just trying to figure it out as a young team. They seem to be learning at a faster rate. So that's the way I've put it. And in the sense that we'll use Golden State as an example, where a Golden State team that's sorry comes in here and beats you, what happens? Memphis learns from that, realizes we can't take anybody for granted. You beat them the next two times, you take the season series. The Cavs won 114-107 back on December 20th, and I just got a feeling Ja Morant, who had, I want to say, his second fewest points of the season, 8 points in that game. I think he had a six not long after that, but did not have a great game offensively. Remember, that's the one where he tried to dunk over Love?
Yep.
Well, they let up, and it let up – end up letting that game get away, up by double digits, 12 points in the fourth quarter. They end up losing that game 114-107. This is you will see tonight how much this team has learned again from situations like that. We're much like we're talking about the Tigers, it's unusual that such a young team is this good defensively. It's unusual that a team this young, when it comes to Memphis, and you have to give Taylor Jenkins absolute credit on this, learns this fast, right? The lessons are supposed to take years. And learning, again, not to underestimate even bad teams. That's why I got a good feeling, and I think that's why most of us feel like this Grizz team's going to roll. It's an 8.5-point favorite tonight. Forget what you think and how it played the Cavs last time. You just watch what they're doing on the floor. Six straight, they're trying to stay perfect on this six-game homestand. This would be win number five of that. And, again, I would tell you that this is not a Cleveland team that you're that worried about. Hell, don't let Jordan Clarkson score 33 like you did last time. And it was Kevin Love last time that hit the three-pointer with just over a minute to play in a 21-point performance. Kevin Love's going to get his, but you got to take care of the Cavs. It's not a talented team, and what feels weird, again, about this young Grizzlies team is it feels like they've learned, you know, how to take care of teams like these. Now, does that mean every lesson is learned and this team is ready for the playoffs? Absolutely not. Or that you can't have a setback? Absolutely not. But I think most of us expect Ja and company to continue their role tonight against Cleveland. Now, we saw yesterday, John, too, sort of – it was after we got done, after we were off the air. Ja Morant has decided the decision is in. I believe it was it? Who reported that?
Chris Haynes.
Yeah. Chris Haynes had it first. It was a little bit of clickbait because you had to go into the story.
It was. It's smart, though.
It was a smart thing because he made you click on it. Ja Morant has made his decision, as he put it in his headline. If you had to click, the decision was no.
Damn it!
How disappointed are you?
10 out of 10.
Ugh.
This is a
10 out of 10 for you too, BC?
I am super disappointed. And I listened to Gary talk about reasons against being in it. Let me ask y'all. He claims that it's somewhat of a good idea because your brand is already big. You know, you don't have as much to prove, if anything.
Yeah, he's not one of these rookies that nobody knows about and you're trying to still make a name for yourself. He's already out there. I get that point.
The disappointing thing as a fan of the Grizzlies, I'm not even talking about Ja Morant, is that it is a lost opportunity for the franchise. I believe that.
I mean, listen.
He'll still be in the skills challenge.
I guess. But I don't care.
Very few watch that.
I think it's a lost opportunity for the franchise. Now, you don't do things for the franchise in these instances.
Well, I think it's a lost opportunity for the brand of Ja. I mean,
I agree with that.
You think it's done? It's not like it's done either. Probably comes back and does it, year two or three.
Well, I doubt it. If he's not going to do it as a rookie, he's not going to do it, you know, two, three, 4 years from now.
Why you got to do it just your rookie season? I don't get
it. I'm just saying, like, because the rookie year is, like, you would think in theory the year where you have the least sort of exposure, you know, the least amount.
I get that whole point, right? And Ja's already out there. But it's not a deal where if I didn't do it my rookie year, usually it's a deal where I get into it while I'm young, and once I've won it, right, I don't do it anymore.
Right.
That's typically how it's gone. But I'm just not crossing him
off
like it's over forever.
I think it's over forever.
Don't draw him in.
I don't think he wants to do it ever. I don't think, you know.
It's not – this is really just about continuing to manage him his first year and his health. That's all
that might be. Because I'm telling
you this right now. Because he's not in it, right, and because you probably won't have Zion for reasons more probably the Pelicans saying no because of his health, it's going to be on the NBA at some point to fix this and to get these two out. So John, even if he wants to say no the rest of his career, I just got a feeling that the NBA is going to be forced to do something here and get guys like him and Zion out there. Otherwise, why are we still watching? Because I was listening to Gary yesterday, Brad, to the point that you're making he did. He made the point, I've seen all the dunks. And it feels like we've seen all the dunks, but listen, you could still have a good one. I disagree that you can't have a good
one
if you get the right matchup.
Exactly.
We were talking about this yesterday. So if you get the right matchup, guys, I don't care how you feel about dunks, if you've seen them all, if they get Ja and Zion out there, we are all watching.
Yeah.
The whole country. So if you get the right guys out there, don't need Dwight, bro. Don't need him, and don't mess up my little Rand here with that mess. You understand what I'm saying? You get those two out there, Zion and Ja Morant, everybody is watching, and your problem is fixed. So I don't buy either that we can't have excitement with this thing anymore. And that's what I'm saying, John. Silver knows, too, when he's got a problem, and he's got a problem with interest, and he's going to have it again after this dunk contest without the stars.
I disagree.
They'll make a move to have to go get those guys.
I don't think we've seen all the dunks, though. Let me give you an example, and I know it's apples and oranges a little bit, but I see Ja, at least with skills, doing things I've never seen before.
No, I feel you on that. Like that Aaron Gordon Levine thing. There was new stuff. It looked like Aaron was sitting, you know, flying through the air. There's no, but I get what Gary's saying. There's only times you could throw the ball up and come down.
Have we seen every single possible thing
you can do with a basketball? No. Yes. No, we haven't. But I get his point on it. Yes. Feels like you've seen everybody throw it up and come down with it. My point on that is, though, you can still have exciting dunk contests. I think he's done with it, period. You get the right matchup in there, we're all watching. And the NBA will need to do that, John, because this thing's broken, man. And to the point that all you get now is rookies that were, like, drafted, you know, 30th,
sure,
and they're trying to make a name for themselves.
I'm done.
You got to get the good guys.
Done with the dunk contest now.
Well, don't blame Ja.
I'm not
blaming the NBA for making this
thing. I'm blaming the machine that Ja doesn't feel obligated to participate.
He doesn't. Dunk contest used to be can't miss. Dominique Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it used to be an honor.
NBA needs to get it back to what it's like that again. It's on them. Do what you got. Make it $2 million. Make it $5 million if you win.
It's viewed as a burden now.
Man, give some money if you win that thing. Make it worth their while. Go out and get the stars.
One participant from last year's dunk contest.
Oh, heck no.
No.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You can't name one.
I don't remember.
I guess so. I should be able to probably name a rookie that was in it right now. All I can think about right now is what I'm not getting with Zion and Ja. Who? Give me the guys. Yeah.
Dennis Smith Jr.
No, I didn't watch that.
Miles Bridges. Hamidou Diallo.
I should have got Miles Bridges.
And though. John Collins.
That sucks.
Terrible.
That is terrible.
I don't remember a single dunk from last year.
Miles is a dunk monster, but.
I know, but
I should have remembered him. But that's how bad. That's bad.
Well,
Where was he drafted? To the point I'm making,
like late lottery,
lower level draft pick, trying to make a better name for. I agree with Gary that Ja doesn't need this, right? That his brand's okay.
Yeah.
That said, though, the NBA, it's on them to get, because you can have an exciting dunk contest with the right guys. It's on them to get these guys.
Think
back.
About this. The skills contest is stupid. That's just a stupid thing they do, okay? The celebrity game is really only comedy. Like, that's just like to watch like Kevin Hart run around like a little water bug.
He don't even get into it.
Yeah, he don't even. He's like, dude, I did that 5 years in a row. I can't play.
The MVP like seven times. I mean, getting old.
The dunk contest is basically they're gonna have to ask Jeremiah Martin to participate in the dunk contest at this point. Yeah. And then who cares about the All-Star game? Who watches that?
Well, not until if you're watching, it's not until the fourth.
I don't watch. So NBA All Star Weekend. I mean,
that's what I'm telling you. They have to fix it, and so that's what I'm saying.
The dunk contest
like,
was the only
count
thing.
Out Ja forever.
It's the only thing
NBA
worth
have
watching.
To go get Ja.
And it's not worth watching anymore. So I would recommend doing away with the entire weekend and not even having an All Star.
Are you crazy? Yeah. You cannot do away with the entire.
You can have voting. You can vote on the best All Star team, but there's no reason to see these dudes play. There's no reason to see them. You know, just know you're an All Star. And maybe you get a bonus or something in that, but there's no reason to play because who is watching that? Why am I watching the All-Star game? Why am I watching anything from All-Star Weekend?
What are you talking about?
Just tell me why.
I do agree. There isn't much buzz, Jason, at all. Where is the All-Star game at even this year?
Chicago,
yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Chicago. I only know.
Final answer. You knew that.
There you go.
See how fast I pulled that one? Yeah. You know how many folks you're going to put out of business killing the All-Star game?
Who am I putting out of business?
Think of the businesses.
The women.
The Instagram models.
The craftsmen.
The Instagram models that flock to the All-Star Weekend. Like freaknik,
dude,
bro.
That's true.
I mean, suit sellers.
That's what I'm saying. And John, for those
They'll
folks,
find a way, dude. They'll find a way. I mean, it's not like they don't go to games.
Well, it's about finding a gathering place.
Ladies of the night.
Of the league's best.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And where will that be?
It will
you
be
have
All-Star
all
weekend.
The league's best if you're canceling All-Star Weekend. You understand how many groupies you're going to put out of business?
I'm helping.
By killing the All-Star.
I am saving the NBA right now because they won't contract any STDs.
Like we used to descend on Atlanta for Freaknik, and you help the economy, bro. Like all those Instagram models. Are you kidding me? Like that helps cities?
You're welcome.
It helps the And you're just putting them out of business. Are you crazy?
I just saved an up and coming rookie VD.
You like the way you're
canceling this.
You like the way your American economy is going right now? You like your 401k? You like how it's looking? Then don't kill All-Star Weekend, fool. You need to keep the money flowing. That brings a lot of money into the local economy.
Sam thinks he's funny. Sam tweets me and asks, would I watch if Lizzo was performing? Did you happen to see, did you happen to see this video when she sits on a golf cart? My God, it nearly took a tumble. The whole thing nearly, it almost capsized.
There's a difference in where you are on Lizzo, which is the wrong place, and where I am.
I'm canceling Lizzo and the All-Star Weekend in one. And done. We're over. It's over. Lizzo's fun while it lasted. All-Star Weekend is full.
You say you're worried about her health, but you're really just making fun of her
weight. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That's a fact. That golf cart tipped.
That's what you want to do.
I mean, somebody yelled, somebody too big. Oh, we know who's too big, don't we? We know. We don't have to.
What if you dunk over Lizzo?
This is close.
Hey,
this is
dunking
body
over
shame.
Lizzo. Like, you know, like, whoop.
Put Lizzo in the dunk
put
contest.
Put her underneath in the dunk
contest.
Now,
I will watch Lizzo in the dunk contest. Yeah. Yes.
You dunk over Lizzo.
That is how you save the dunk contest, by putting Lizzo in it.
Yep. You need to be better than this.
No, I don't.
He's got ideas that
you
are
worthwhile. You were doing better when you were talking about a heart. Right now, you're just talking about a big person.
No, all those concerns are still valid. No, those concerns I still feel. But everybody tells me how athletic she is. She's basically Herschel Walker. That's what everybody wants to tell me, you know.
No, brother, she's Ted Washington.
Yeah.
Not Herschel.
Yeah.
You need to have some respect for how in shape that woman is. You do.
She's like that.
Sick of it.
Have you seen that Best Buy video of that woman? That's like Lizzo. She's like blocking this dude. She's getting pad level on this dude trying to steal a TV.
It's so awkward, man.
It's not awkward at all.
Like you're dogging around just because she's.
No, I'm not.
My whole thing is be proud of the body. Let's not just make beauty skinny. That said, agreed. I don't want to have to tell Chris to look away just because you feel like showing your thong at the Lakers game. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a thin line, isn't it?
That's where, to me, it goes over the line. You shouldn't put me in a position where I have to make a choice. You understand what I'm saying?
That's all right. Proud
of the body. I'm all for that.
Yes.
The heck, go out there and shine. Because skinny ain't just beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, big boned is beautiful. You understand what I'm saying?
You act like I am Satan on earth because I told Lizzo to eat a couple bowls of Cheerios. Heart healthy. That's all I'm saying.
Voluptuous, big boned.
That's a word.
Those are words. All of that is beautiful as well.
Absolutely.
But you don't always have to go out there and show and be naked in front of kids.
Let me ask you this: if you were driving a golf cart, if you were driving a golf cart and Lizzo was about to sit on the back, would you still continue to drive, or would you say, I can't do this, I gotta get out?
I would drive her. What are you talking about?
You're gonna get hurt potentially. You're gonna get injured.
I'd ask. I'd say, you got a new man on the Tennessee Titans?
That's what you'd ask. You'll ask that on the ground on the 15th green.
You just got joked. That's just a fat joke.
That's not a fat joke.
We were doing a good job avoiding that. Yes, it is. I'd motor. We'd motor on over to the hole, John.
What would be the speed?
Better not have anybody else on the golf cart. Just me and her.
Over capacity. But no, seriously, I would definitely watch the All-Star Weekend. I'd watch the dunk contest if Lizzo was in it. You know, get like one of those, like the Grizz Elvis guys, you know, get one of those things underneath.
Have her on a trampoline?
I'd like to see Ja Morant jump over Lizzo.
I would like that too.
That would be great.
You know?
That would save the dunk contest.
Yes.
Absolutely. I told you we could fix it.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Ja Morant's not. I'm disappointed.
A clothed Lizzo, by the way.
Yes.
Absolutely a clothed Lizzo. Don't wear what you wore to the Lakers game that night, please. But no, I would. I'm very disappointed. Not in Ja. Like, I understand. I'm more disappointed in what the dunk contest has become.
You can't be mad at Ja.
I wish he was in it, but at the same time, I understand it.
He's giving you too much.
It's more of a referendum on how players review the dunk contest now.
It's lost its pull.
No sizzle.
Exactly. So, anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. We just keep it pushing
like, aye. I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Nerds. NerdWallet presents Money Questions, the lightning round. Here we go, Carol. How can people compare the best credit cards?
Turn to the nerds.
Should you pay off debt or save for retirement?
Turn to the nerds.
One more. Should I listen to my father-in-law's advice on mortgage lenders?
Turn to the nerds.
You win! Woo! Confetti is literally falling from the sky.
I'm going to put my winnings in a 2-year CD.
That would be prudent, Carol.
From helpful tools to expert guidance, for all your money questions, turn to the nerds at nerdwallet.com. NMLS ID number 1617539.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, my wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top 4 stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them. Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was.
We get it, we understand it, we live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less. If you like pina coladas and getting wild with
rain. Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
More done, less spent.
Which means more success and less stress.
Now at Staples, save $25 when you buy any 2 HP toners.
So you get more for a lot less, but you already knew that.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP toner at staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/18/20, restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m., see store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Our most popular Get My Perks deal is back. $50 of mouth-watering Tops barbecue for only $25. Get your deal today at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear. I'm doing a show.
So not too long ago, Lewis was listening to the show. He's a loyal listener to the show, and he heard us talking about the Live Love Memphis team, and then he remembered, hey, I've been thinking about selling my home. I just don't know if the time is right, if the market is right. Well, he called the Live Love Memphis team and our friend Jennifer Carsonson, and he let her know what he was thinking, and he wanted to know what she thought. She gave him the information he was looking for. He listed his home with the Live Love Memphis team on a Monday. It was under contract for less price by the next day. And when you're selling a home, that is all you can ask for. That's what you get with the Live Love Memphis team.
Yep, Louis, Mandy, Marla, myself, they've helped as well. Got a similar story. Mine was 6 days. I probably had a house I thought was going to be much tougher to sell than Louis's, though. But the Live Love Memphis team got it done. Listen, the inventory is low right now. The market, ladies and gentlemen, that's where it is in real estate. There isn't much out there. So January and February are a great time to go ahead and start the process of selling. You do not have to wait until the spring in this market. It's in fact better to go ahead and get it done now. So don't worry about that misconception that you got to wait until the spring. You can get as much money in the winter as you can in the spring. So go ahead and start the process. And if you want to just, you know, ask around, so maybe you just want the information, give Jennifer Karstensen and her team a call. They're at 901-685-6000. Lewis did. He was listening to us. He finally went ahead and did it and got that home sold. Oh, again, you can just do your homework. Check them out online at livelovememphis.com. But if you really want to get that home sold, get with the right group. They're 901-685-6000. It's the Live Love Memphis team. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Just got this down from Mark Stein. Zion Williamson's debut has been added to the national television schedule, as you would obviously expect. Next Wednesday in San Antonio, 8:30 here in Memphis on ESPN. So that should be a very fun debut, very fun game, certainly on ESPN. Here's the question, 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Would you get on a golf cart with – I'm just kidding. That's not the question. Because obviously everybody knows the answer is no, because nobody wants to suffer any types of injury.
The answer is yeah. I told you yes. I guess I'll be the one that's going to take her to the next hole.
Yeah, 535-3776. 535-ESPN. Are you disappointed in Ja's decision? Are you disappointed that Ja is not participating in the slam dunk contest this year? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. I guess my answer would be I'm not disappointed in Ja, but I am disappointed in what the NBA has allowed the dunk contest to become, which is just not – I mean, it's to your point. Like, I mean, think of all the you know, Larry Nance and Michael Jordan.
Larry Nance? Where'd you pull that? Oh, because of Junior.
Who? No, he had two balls, didn't he? He was the one who did he dunked two balls.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean you think of like those are iconic images, iconic dunks.
And you remember Kenny Skywalker?
I can't say I remember him, Jay Smoove. I can't say I remember him. But
Spud Webb.
Yeah, Spud Webb. You know,
Spud,
I mean,
okay.
I remember Dwight Howard dunking on a 12-foot rim. I know that doesn't impress you.
Because he's so tall.
But even Blake Griffin jumping over a car, you know what I mean? Like, you remember things like that. And that dunk wasn't what it was built up to be, hyped up to be. But at the same time, like, you know, the dunk contest in the last 4 or 5 years, if not for that Zach LaVine-Aaron Gordon duel that came out of nowhere, I mean, the last decade wouldn't have been.
You're probably about right on that.
Damn, yeah. You know? Thankfully, though, that came along. But what do you think? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Are you disappointed that Ja's not going to be in the dunk contest, or do you understand the decision? We go to Sean. Sean, you're on.
I'm not really disappointed with his decision because, I mean, it's the same concept of, like, I'm a big baseball fan, like, big Cardinals fan. And when, like, actually, I want him to have the extra weekend off, you know, rest. You know, get ready for the rest of the season. Like, if Jaw's playing an All-Star game, you know, that's perfect time for him, you know, set up, get some rest, get ready for the second half of the season.
Yeah. Sean, thanks for the call. Now, it does sound like
– I actually like the baseball analogy for a couple of reasons. Rest, but if he's going to do the skills challenge or whatever, he's involved some kind of – he's going to play in that rookie game too, you would imagine.
Yes.
But for this reason, I thought – and this is where I thought he was going, and maybe he got cut off and did go there. The home run derby – I don't want Chris Bryant in it because you start swinging for the home run. We saw this with Judge, I want to say, right after he was.
Oh, that's right.
It happens.
Screws up the swing.
It happens to a ton of guys. It messes up your swing at least for the first couple of weeks, maybe even longer after the actual contest. And so I heard Jeff talking about this after because this news came out after our show yesterday. And so I heard Jeff and Gary on it a little bit more. But to his point, I want to repeat that. If you're thinking about the dunk contest, much like the home run derby, you're going to get into your home run swing rather than your average swing. Then Ja's dunking after practices. He's thinking about new dunks. And do you really, you know, at this point where it's all about load management with him, keep in mind he's still at under 30 minutes per game. You're still doing that and thinking about that.
Right.
Do you really want him out there in that frame of mind thinking about extra when right now he is on an absolute roll and part of that, you know, part of the – part of that, the byproduct of that is your team is on a roll. So do you want to mess with all of that?
Right.
Sort of like, do you want to mess with a guy swinging in the home run derby?
Interesting. 535-3776-535-ESPN. As you know, I don't watch baseball. I know the first thing about it.
But so you can understand that analogy makes some sense still, though?
Yeah, kind of.
Because you're swinging for the fences with that. You come back to your regular base. Well, that's not how you always want to swing. Sometimes it's not, as Penny tells us, John, sometimes you just want to swing for singles.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Are you disappointed in Ja not participating in the dunk contest? Or are you cool with it? We go to Raj. Raj, you're on.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo,
brother.
It's going well here. I think I'm pretty happy with Ja's decision. I'm actually pretty ecstatic about it. I think it showcases his maturity, and he's really buying into the team. I think this is something that the higher-level management and the team wanted, and he really got on board with it and said he's going to put his highlights in game and not really try to promote his name.
Interesting, Raj. Thanks for the call. Now, I will say this. I don't think it means he's not bought into the team if he plays in the dunk contest. Like, I don't think that suggests that. You know, if he decided, hey, you know, like, I grew up watching the dunk contest and I can dunk and I want to be a part of this, like, that wouldn't imply that he's not bought into the team. It would just mean that he's interested in playing in the dunk contest.
I think his point, or at least the part of it I think I'm with him on and totally agree with, is that just he doesn't feel like he needs it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be and some rooks, I feel like Miles Bridges felt like he needed it last year, John. That's just kind of what I'm telling myself. Don't know that for certain, but I feel that rookie who's looking to up his, you know, sort of his brand and his name, he needs it. I don't feel like, you know, Ja feeling like he doesn't need it. Hey, it's really all about the basketball. We talked about it right now. You know, I think he's probably focused on just getting this rematch against Cleveland.
Yeah.
I like the fact that that's mature if you don't feel like you need it. So I think I agree with him there. On your part about the team thing, though, no. One way or the other, don't you think this was on him? Like, the team will say, Ja, we love what's going on. We'd probably prefer you not do it, but they'd let him
make
the decision.
They're not going to keep Ja out of the dunk contest.
Not a future superstar, because, again, the relationship is so important with a guy of this kind of skill.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Telly. Telly, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up, man?
Good. No, I'm not really disappointed. Well, let me back up just a little bit, because I think he could have outdone Spud Webb if he had been in it. And if you weren't impressed with Spud Webb, you can't be impressed. And listen, Jason, you going to listen to those Cardinals on 92.9 this year? Go Cards!
Man, y'all are making too many moves. It's got my head spinning while we're just sitting there.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. I cannot add anything. I'm not going to sit here.
That baseball talk makes you dizzy, doesn't it?
No, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can add anything to that.
You know this is a big baseball story, all this cheating, though. You can sense that.
Yeah, everybody's getting fired. I was listening yesterday to Gary. He said the Mets manager got fired before he even did anything.
Well, you should have been listening to your co-host who told you 2 days ago that was about to happen when I was breaking it down, but you had me tuned out. What, you only listening 4 to 6?
Well, no, it's not true.
You didn't need GP to tell you. I told you Beltran's going to be out there. And he's going to have to step down.
Yeah, but it's different when you don't have to, like, respond. You know, you can just listen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I have to think about what I'm going to say on a point you make about baseball, it's very stressful. As you know, it's very stressful.
Sound like an excuse.
I've been depressed about the baseball story, though. I and I'm a baseball fan. I think this absolutely F's with the game big time. Big.
Yeah, it seems like it for sure. But
they
again,
need to vacate some titles.
That's bad stuff.
That's all I'm going to add. We go to Hank from Horn Lake. Hank, you're on.
What's up, Jason and John?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Hank.
On the All-Star game, don't the coaches make 2 or 3 picks on their own?
I think after the first 5 or something, isn't it, for the most part?
Yeah, after the replacements or whatever. Maybe he's hoping to get that instead of participating in a dunk contest.
Well, he's going to play in one of these games one way or the other with that rookie challenge, right?
Right.
It's a rookie versus second year, and then he's got the skills challenge. So I don't know if he's waiting on an all-star nod, but I'm fine with it. Hank, you okay with it? You fine with him not doing
it? I'm okay with it. I don't have a problem with it.
Keep him healthy.
Hank, thanks for the call,
appreciate
brother.
You, brother.
Have a good one.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
Love, Hank.
Ja Morant's decision to skip the dunk contest. Again, honestly, like, I'd be totally fine if the NBA came out and announced, like, you know, like they do with NBA Live every other year now. They just say, okay, we're not going to release it this year. We'll try again next year.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Have they really skipped years?
Oh, yeah.
I was not familiar. Yeah,
NBA 2K has totally, like, killed NBA Live. Right, so NBA Live will have the 1 year they'll have it, 1 year they won't have it. I would totally be fine if the NBA just said, much like NBA Live and EA Sports, hey, we don't really feel confident that we're going to be able to put out a product this year that's, you know, worthy of your time. We'll see you in 2021. I totally would not mind that or be opposed to that this year. Let's go to Josh in Bartlett. Josh, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Daily Listener. I love the show.
Appreciate it, man.
Just a point to Jason's point, man, that he doesn't need it. Like, I mean, he's going to be at the Rising Stars game. He's already a shoo-in for the Rookie of the Year, more than likely. He doesn't need that for his brand. Like, it doesn't make sense for him to go through that. So where I'm a little disappointed. I'd like to see it, but at the same time, it just doesn't make sense. He doesn't need it. You know what I mean?
100%. I'm with you. I'd
I'm
like
not
to
saying
see
he
it.
Needs it, but I'm saying that it could be so great for him.
Josh, why does John think definitely. He can only do this the first year?
True.
I don't get why John's on this.
If he's not going to do it as a rookie, right, the team is only going to get better over the next few years. They're only going to be more relevant in the playoff race. If he's not going to do it now because of health, he certainly is not going to do it in 2 or 3 years.
You realize, though, Josh, appreciate the call, brother. You realize, though, the demand for him and for Zion is going to stay there.
Yes.
And the NBA is not going to be able to turn a deaf ear to that, John. They're going to have to do something to get guys, even if it's not those two, guys like them in.
Yeah.
And so as a result, again, even if Ja wants to say today, I never want to do it, I just feel like the NBA is going to pull on guys like that and say, we need you because we've lost, let's face it, we've lost the star in All-Star Weekend. Nobody's watching anymore. You know, sure, we've still got our stars, but nobody's watching. And we've got to pick it up anyway. I appreciate the call.
I mean, think about this. 535-3776-535 ESPN. What do you think about Ja's decision to not play in the dunk contest? Right now, the only commitment that I have seen in this dunk contest for this year is Dwight Howard.
Didn't he get out? Isn't that dumb?
Oh, he pulled out?
I don't know for
yes,
sure.
Yes, he did.
He pulled out?
I don't know for sure.
No.
Brad, you are. You
sorry,
are,
my,
you are
my brain's
that.
In the gutter.
I see.
Sorry.
That was
sinful.
John, I don't know for a fact that he did. I thought maybe that was the case. But, again, dude, if that's the main attraction, if that's what they got to go to, sort of the old school retreads coming back up, again, more evidence of the problem. More evidence of the problem.
Dwight Howard doesn't do anything for me, though, in a dunk contest. Like, big man in a dunk contest.
Not all these years later.
You know, the Ja Morant thing was super exciting. I think the only way if he participates is if, like, somehow, some way that All-Star game were in Memphis. That's a reason for Ja Morant to be in the All-Star game.
Oh, the Derrick Jones cat. I mean,
from UNLV. He's fantastic.
He's special, though. That dude's
left-handed.
Special,
I know, but I don't give a damn. I'm not tuning in for Derrick Jones.
I'm down with Derrick Jones now, but I'm.
You remember, he came through here in the Jack Jones Classic. You remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
He's unbelievable leaper. Unbelievable.
That's fantastic, but nobody knows who he is.
You're going to have him versus Terrence Ross.
Yes. I mean, you got to have – you could be the greatest dunker in the world, but people have to know who you are to care. You know?
I didn't know who Zach LaVine was until the dunk contest in terms of the NBA. I knew him from UCLA, but when he did the dunk contest, it took LaVine's brand, like in my kid too, because my kid was old enough.
Yeah.
His brand, when LaVine was in that dunk contest, it took it from here to like outer space.
Oh, no, it definitely did.
Let me ask you this, John. Could I excite you with this one?
No.
Brandon Clark.
Oh, sure. Ooh. Sure. For sure. I would watch just because it's a Grizzly. I don't know if, you know, he'd be a great dunker. I don't know if he'd be a great dunk contest dunker. But, you know, the thing about Derrick Jones and the difference between him and Zach LaVine is that Zach LaVine is actually like a player. Like, he's actually like, you could watch him in the dunk contest and then you know what would happen. Like, you could watch him, I think for that point, he was with the Timberwolves. You could watch him play, you know, 30
minutes
a game.
Starting guard, yeah.
Yeah, like he was Derrick Jones don't do nothing. Like, he averages 6 points.
He does. Puts on some highlights.
I mean, he again, great dunker, great leaper. That's
I agree with you.
But he averages 6 points a game for his career. Like, he's a
half-million-dollar player.
He's a bit player in the NBA. So, like, I'm not tuning in to watch him dunk. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry.
Right. Damn you.
You know, who did you want me to tune in for? Brandon Clark? I mean, again.
One of your own.
No, I'm a fan of Brandon Clark as a player. Like, again, as a guy I'm going to tune in to watch, though, as a casual fan for the dunk contest.
I'm really asking how you think you'd do, you know?
Yeah, so maybe I'm just too.
You don't think very highly of him at all.
No, I love him as a player. He's been huge for them, and he's a huge part of the future. But, in terms of saving the dunk contest, no. In terms of saving the dunk, no, it's not Brandon. It's not going to be Brandon Clark.
Well, again, we're looking for candidates right now. They're exciting. If that's all they've got is a Dwight Howard or whoever else, it's over.
Derrick Jones and Dwight Howard right now.
You're basically saying the NBA might need Ja Morant more than Ja Morant needs the NBA in a dunk contest.
Oh, there's not even it's not even close. It's not even. Yeah, no, I'm not saying
him to do it.
I'm not saying Ja Morant needs the dunk contest. Although I do think it would even further, launch his brand.
It's
but again, that's
launched,
already happened.
Bro.
You know, yeah, that, right?
We're
exactly.
Locking in here,
so he doesn't need it. it per se. It could take it to another level, but he doesn't need it. And so I don't know. I don't know what the solution is for the dunk contest. I don't know what they can do. Again, I would do away with it because if you can't get John Morant as a rookie, I don't see the point in having it. Nobody's going to watch it now. Derek Jones and Dwight Howard and Jeremiah Martin, I mean, that I just have absolutely no I have no interest in that. I mean, no offense to anybody involved, but, you know, I'm not tuning in. You ain't getting my eyeballs. So, anyway.
Well, we'll get DJ someone.
Yeah, DJ, can somebody sign DJ Stephens to a 10-day?
We'll get him back here, and we'll get excited about it again.
They probably should look into doing that.
Keep doing what you're doing, Ja. We like it.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Channing Crowder is going to join us at 125. We will talk to him about the playoffs this weekend. Huge games, obviously. We're down to four teams, Jason.
One of them is the Titans, John.
Four. One of them is the Tennessee Titans. Have you gotten your chant out? You know, we are the Titans, mighty, mighty Titans. Have you gotten that out?
No,
you
don't, but I do keep wanting to – I can't get it out of my head. New Maine on the Tennessee. Don't you need to do a remix on the Tennessee Titans? Because they're still in it.
But isn't she from Minnesota? Isn't that why she says that?
I don't know.
I think she
is
might,
that where she's from?
I think she might be from Minnesota, or she lived there or something. Like. So I don't know. It was.
But this is a remix opportunity that would be great, and it'd be huge in Nashville. Opportunity missed.
Yeah, yet another opportunities missed everywhere, I guess, today. We will come back. Channing Crowder going to join us. She moved to Minneapolis. She's from Houston. Lizzo is, but she moved to Minneapolis.
She ain't even from there. So she could move to Nashville, bro, and do the remix.
She could. Maybe, all right. Maybe that's what the Titans need. That would guarantee an L for them this weekend if she makes a remix with
it. It could be like the Super Bowl shovel was for the Bears.
Oh, yeah, it could. It could be that iconic. New man on the Tennessee Titans.
Got you a new man on a winner.
Man.
A team still in it.
Can you imagine if her and Derrick Henry got together? I mean, I'm just saying that would be a
– Julie, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that would be an unstoppable running back, according to y'all.
Somebody's got to draw the line.
According to you, that would be an unstoppable running back. No question about it. Slash offensive lineman. Slash, whatever they could do at quarterback.
Even Channing Crowder could tackle.
Not even Channing Crowder could tackle. We'll talk to Channing Crowder at 125 about all that and more. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget Steak Night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On Steak Night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, the Michael Brothers on Saturday, Turnstiles.
When you're hunting for small game or big game or thinking of selling your home, think about Sheldon Rosengarten and you, Hugh Mallory.
That's right, Sheldon. We're with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and while I'm often successful when I go hunting, I heard you're such a lousy golfer, they've banned you from some courses.
Very funny, you. I may be a horrible golfer, but I have a highly successful strategic marketing program with the famous Shellbucks option that takes up most of my practice time. My clients would much rather see me sell their home than hit a hole-in-one.
Sheldon, you're normally about 5 strokes away from a hole-in-one. That's on a par 3.
Yeah. Remember, don't tee off with any agent. Talk to 2 or 3 and let you, Mallory, and me be one of them. Remember what people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn, and Mallory moves Memphis. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten and you, Mallory, at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
3, 2, 1.
can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right here.
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Cooper Systems is having a huge end-of-the-year sale right now over in the Mount Moriah office park. You should take advantage. They got computers priced to move. A 3 gigahertz Dell Core i5 tower for only $399 with a 19-inch monitor. A Dell laptop for just $299. And Cooper Systems even has desktop PCs and towers for as low as $149. We're talking about PCs. Obviously, I just explained that to you. But also Apple products. High-end computers, low-end computers, middle of the road. Desktops, notebooks, tablets. Anything you can think of computer-related, you can get it at Cooper Systems. And again, amazing sales right now, end of the year sale going on right now. How do you get in touch with them? Easy. Call them 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, to Lauren Cooper, both tremendous people. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one. They've never left because they do great work and because you guys have been tremendous about supporting them. Keep doing it, and now's the time to do it. End of the year sale right now, Mount Moriah Office Park at Cooper Systems, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.